from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're listening to an angel, Jazz in San Jose, and we're stretching our understanding of yoga. David Wiegand and I are doing the warrior pose in here this morning. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Are you breathing,
David? Namaste.
Now some jazz for a winter day. The Anton Schwartz Quintet featuring Taylor Eichste on piano. And they're a terrific Bay Area band with a new CD out and one of the headliners at San Jose Jazz.
That's right. Anton Schwartz is someone I've been following for years. I remember when he was like just a kid. My memory is that good. And he really is terrific. He was in the Bay Area for a long time. He's now relocated. But, you know, he ended up having a sort of career bump when he kind of had this illness that just deprived him of any energy, but he recovered from it, and his music, you know, always recovers. Really interesting sound from this guy, always.
San Jose Jazz Fest continues through next week, and it also features music by La Santa Cecilia, who just won a Grammy, and the blues rocker Nikki Hill is performing on Sunday. And a big shout-out also to Café Stritch, the little jazz club in San Jose, celebrating its first anniversary tonight. The Marcus Shelby Quintet plays there tomorrow. Yoga, I guess everyone is doing yoga these days. I see mats everywhere on BART, but few know about its origins in ancient India, and you can find out about that if you go to the yoga exhibit at the Asian Art Museum.
That's true. I didn't know any of this, really. I mean, I just thought it was, you know, funny poses. But really, it's a system of beliefs and disciplines that stretches back 2,500 years, and this is the first ever exhibition that really looks at the art that reflects the system of beliefs and disciplines. It sounds wonderful.
Yoga, the Art of Transformation, continues through late May. Another festival now for open minds. Music from the imaginative fingers of Oakland's Myra Melford, somebody we love on this show. She's part of the lineup for this year's Other Minds Festival, and it's featuring music that will truly blow your mind by all local performers and musicians.
That's right. They're all California this year. This is the 19th incarnation of this festival. It is the brainchild of Charles Amerkanian. An amazing lineup this year. It's music on the cutting edge always. Some of the other composers will be featured are Mark Applebaum, Roscoe Mitchell, John Schott, Wendy Reed, and performers like pianist Sarah Cahill.
The Other Minds Festival runs tonight and tomorrow at the SF Jazz Center in San Francisco. And David, tell us about the 4th annual San Francisco History Expo at the Old Mint. This is a lot of community groups who dig really deep into local lore.
That's right. And the History Expo is a great place to go because it's not just about the whole city, but actually looks at sort of mini histories of the various communities in San Francisco. And it's also a cheap thrill. It's only $5 admission, but even then, if you don't have that, no one gets turned away.
Right. It's cheaper than a matinee. Bring your kids. And my favorite there is the Chinese Whispers. That's a storytelling project about the Chinese who helped build the Transcontinental Railroad. Susie, let's play something loud now to close the show. You might not guess that's Angel Olsen, who has often sounded in the past like a purely like a folky, maybe a female Leonard Cohen. But her new release is a really subversive blast of rock and roll.
It really is. It's called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. And the New York Times had a piece about her a few days ago, and I wanted to quote from it because John Caramonica has this beautiful line that describes her perfectly. Lonely isn't a way station for her. And so this is not necessarily happy, you know, sunshiny music. It really digs deep in the dark night of the soul.
Angel Olsen, so bleak but so beautiful, is at the Great American Music Hall on Monday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You'll find details on the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.